This has been going viral on TikTok. This, I believe he's a history teacher. And he has a middle school quiz for you. All of these questions were on middle school tests.
Oh, great.
Okay?
Okay.
Great, and a way to make me feel dumb.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to get all five of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sincerely.
Okay.
I think you can get all five
of them. Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Could you pass the middle school quiz? Here are five questions taken directly from a middle school quiz. Number one, what is the center of an atom called?
Okay.
Okay.
Now I'm going to skip over the answers.
All right.
Okay. All right. Hot Wings and Kelly, write down your answers.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I got that.
Steve, did you write yours down or did you heard them?
But yeah, I heard them.
Okay.
What do you call a scientist that studies rocks?
Okay. By the way, I'm looking at Steve's answers. He wrote moon pie for the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Second one, Indiana Jones.
You guys ready for number three?
Yeah.
What type of energy do we get from the sun?
Hmm, boy, that's...
Oh, BDE.
That's big, dense energy.
Yep, yeah. That's the one.
Next.
What do we call the study of weather?
Being old.
Yeah. Cloud stuff.
And final one.
What type of animal is a frog?
Okay. A slimy one.
Steve wrote a prince. Mm-hmm. All right. Kelly, you got your answers?
Yeah, I can't remember one and two.
What's the center of an atom called?
Okay.
And number two is...
What do you call a scientist that studies rocks?
Okay.
Hobbins, you got all five of yours?
Yep.
Do you think you got all five correct?
Yes.
Kelly, do you think you got all five correct?
What was the fifth question?
Did you listen to any of it?
I am not good at tests, guys. I hate it.
All right, here's number five again.
What type of animal is a frog?
Okay.
What animal is a frog?
All right. Okay.
All right.
I bombed this.
Are you struggling with this because you can't flirt with your teacher?
No, it's not multiple choice. Yeah, yeah. So my brain's giving me a million options. I keep thinking cell wall for the center of an atom, and it's a wall. Like, that's so not right.
Maybe I always thought the answer to every question was...
If I can't put it in my mouth, how am I supposed to pass?
That imaging piece is right. Hot Wings can teach BJ. Remember when you said that? We were like, oh, yeah, can you? Yeah. Stand corrected. Well, all right, Steve, let's hear those answers and hear how everyone got all five. Everybody out here get all five?
Okay. All right.
What is the center of an atom called? Nucleus.
Kelly?
Well, I didn't write it down. I told you I was thinking cell wall. But, yeah, it's nucleus for sure.
Are you writing it in now?
No, yeah,
what are you going to study
write
later?
It down. I wrote an X. I gave myself a bad one.
Oh, well, you got your pen out, so I thought you were going to write it in like, oh, I'll be ready next time.
No.
Hollings, you got that one?
Yes, I wrote nucleus. Right. Yes.
Number two.
What do you call a scientist that studies rocks? Geologist.
Oh, you could see where I started writing G, and then I was like, nope, nope, nope.
Hollings?
Well, I wrote geologist, and I also wrote rockologist, because I thought that sounded funny. But yes,
all right, Howings leads 2-0.
So, Kelly, you're 0-2 on guessing?
I didn't even try to guess on the first one. I just knew. I was like, cell wall is not right.
Yeah.
No. And then the whole time, I'm like, oh, well, I think it might be nucleus, just like I thought it was geologist. And then I thought, nope, that's probably wrong, because that's how my brain works.
Yeah, it's best to write down nothing.
It's weird to say you suck at tests. Like, so you're not good at the part where they find out the things you know?
I know, I'm bad at second-guessing myself. Mm. I'm working on it in therapy right now, actually.
You second-guess your second guesses?
Yes. My OCD makes me think it, and then I think it again, and then I think it's wrong. Mm. Yeah. And then I think that I should stop thinking, so then I just don't do anything.
Somebody in this audience could win $100 in about an hour and a half when you play Kelly.
Yeah, that's why. Trivia. Now you get it. Now you know.
Yep.
Number three.
What type of energy do we get from the sun? Solar.
Vitamin D. Nailed it.
Did you really write vitamin D?
Yes, because you guys made fun of me for not writing anything down.
Seriously?
And I was like, UVA? UVB? Nailed it. Vitamin D.
Yes, yeah. University of Virginia.
Yep. That's University my favorite
of
energy.
Virginia. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. No, UVA rays and UVB rays are what come out of the sun.
Mm-hmm. Still not right.
You know this. Yeah. Well, it's right in some way.
Yeah. What do we call the study of weather?
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Meteorology.
Meteorologist is what I wrote because okay. I forgot the question and I was afraid to ask.
I'm going to give you that one, though. All right. Yeah. You nailed that.
Howings?
Yeah, the meteorology.
Okay.
Yeah,
meteorology. Final question.
What type of animal is a frog? Amphibian.
Kelly?
You know, I really love how you learn something new every day.
I can see what you wrote. I can see what you wrote. It says not a bird.
It says reptile. Because I was like, do they have scales?
Hotwings, did you say amphibian?
Technically, I wrote amphibian because I
oh, that's wrong.
H,
Kelly was
stupid.
Closer.
Yeah,
stupid.
But yes, I had amphibian.
Well, amphibian.
Apparently, most people who took that quiz also did poorly, which is why it went viral.
I don't know why you're looking at me and saying that.
I was
don't
looking
be rude.
At Hotwings, yeah. And you were there in the background, glimmering in despair.